This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Michelle Moran. First name is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, last name is Moran, M-O-R-A-N, Moran. Date of birth 8/15/1981. This letter is being written to Dr. Sudha Karupaya. First name is Sudha, S-U-D-H-A, last name is Karupaya, K-A-R-U-P-A-I-A-H. Address 6560 East St. John Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Telephone number 408-279-1400. Fax number 408-279-3216. Dear Dr. Karupaya, K-A-R-U-P-A-I-A-H, thank you for asking me to see this 40-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, has been having hives starting starting end of December, manifested by a lot of red patches, along with low-grade eye swelling, period. There is no history of any tongue swelling, throat tightness, vomiting, diarrhea, or any other symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. She has taken Zyrtec, which was effective, but later on discontinued, and right now she takes Allegra every now and then with some with definite improvement, period. She had received COVID vaccine not too long ago before the hives started to appear, period. She was seen in emergency room in February with excessive hives and was treated with Zyrtec and prednisone with some benefit, period. She feels a laundry detergent may be the cause, but clinically I do not believe that has anything to do with hives, period. I was able to look at some pictures in her cell phone, and there were some hives on her chest and extremities, period. Overall, she is in decent health, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 40-year-old who had moderate dermatographism with a significant erythema, period. Her nasal capacity was mildly congested, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms and hives, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. New paragraph, some basic blood work is as follows. Number one, her total IgE is 98.8, which is normal. Her number two, her CBC is normal. Number three, her chem panel, her metabolic panel is normal. Number four, her TSH is normal. Number five, her free thyroxine level is normal. Number six, her ANA screen is negative, period. This would pretty much rule out any autoimmune etiology, period. I did some basic rests, and it shows a positive RAS reaction to some grasses and dust mites and low-grade reaction to many different trees, period. That's quite consistent with diagnosis of mild rhinitis, period. Skin testing was also revealed some reactions to grasses and trees, but no obvious allergies to foods were discovered, period. To me, it seems like this is a straight, idiopathic dermatographism and hives, which I have seen many patients with this problem as of recently, and most people will get better eventually, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dermatographic urticaria. Number two, history of excess dermatographism. Number three, minor low-grade rhinitis. Number four, status post-op DNS surgery, my treatment plan, number one, Allegra every day for 4 to 6 weeks, and then it can be reduced to as if needed, and hopefully that would take care of her in the future period. I also gave her a lot of literature on dermatographism and hives, and told her to give me a call anytime with any obvious and with any allergy-related questions. Period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Michelle Moran.